Good morning, everyone. Bear with me, I got several thoughts, and they're kind of spread out. I'm going to try to tie them together, but I got something wrote down on my phone there. But here a few weeks ago, I heard a piece of a sermon by Mike Todd, and he said, you know, how many times in the Bible did it say, you know, and God was with David, you know, and God was with David, and the Spirit of the Lord was on David. And he said, it's because David was with God. And Uncle David's preached, you know, David was a man after God's own heart, you know, a man chasing after God's heart. And in 1 Samuel, when Samuel anointed David, you know, it says the Spirit of the Lord came upon David, and you know, God was with him through his whole life. But I was thinking, up to the point that David was anointed, he was just a shepherd. He was just doing, you know, probably the lowest job, having to stay out in the fields, you know, stay the night and fight the, you know, animals to protect the sheep, and he was just doing what he was doing because that's what he was supposed to do, and God saw that, and you know, and sent Samuel to anoint him and put a spirit on him. And I was just thinking, you know, sometimes when we're just going every day, you know, we think, you know, what we're doing, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, we just kind of go through it, do it because we have to. And I was just thinking, you know, God's watching all the time, and it doesn't matter what we're doing, we need to do it to the fullest of our ability, because, you know, God's watching, and, you know, he may call us to do something big someday, like he called David, or he may not. We may live our whole life and just walk our path and never be anybody. But, you know, we just, I don't know, I thought about that a lot this week. And also how, you know, we get so busy that sometimes we don't, you know, make time for God. We get busy with work, or we get busy with whatever it is we're doing, and God stands at the door and knocks, but you have to let him in. You can't, you know, God's not going to impose on our busy schedule to give us his love and mercy, and he's going to be at the door, but we got to go. We got to go to the door. We got to let him in, and we got to do our part. He's not just going to thrust it upon us and impose on our busy life and busy schedule, but I don't know. It's kind of what I've been. This some of the thoughts that I've been thinking. You know, God was with David because David was with God. David was doing what he was supposed to do, and he was chasing after God's heart. And I just, the challenge to me to do what I'm supposed to be doing, regardless of how unimportant it may seem, just to do what I'm supposed to do. And also a challenge to me to don't get so busy doing work or just other things that, you know, we don't make time for God and make God the center of my life. And that's just a couple of things that I've really been thinking about a lot, so I just thought I would share that. But anybody have any prayer requests?
Mom's not doing very good.
Pray for Joanne. Go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning and just want to thank you for all your many blessings and allowing us all to gather here. And there's some places in the world where your people can't gather together in peace. Just want to thank you for being good to us and your grace and your mercy. I want to pray for Sister Joanne. You just have mercy on her. Lay your healing hand on her. I want to pray for the rest of us that we take the time to be who we're supposed to be with you, and let's not get too busy to forget why we're here and what we're really doing in this life. Just ask that you open our ears and let us hear the sermon this morning, Lord, and ask these things in your name, in Jesus' name, amen.